Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Ah, boy, nice ice cold beer. How about an import, a domestic? How about a microbrew? They have it all. Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket. Wine coolers, water, soda, snacks. They roast the peanuts fresh and hot every day. That pickle bar is second to none. Love the barrels, love the dills, but they have a great selection across the board. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. I am in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Time now for our play-by-play call of the day.
And a drive into deep right center. Martin on the run, and it's over his head. One run is in. Here comes Dyson. The Royals win it.
The walk-off win for the Kansas City Royals. The legendary Denny Matthews with the call on the Royals radio network. Another broadcast legend is Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report. Tyler Glasnow, who at one point was a State College Spike. Major League debut yesterday, much anticipated. I thought he was good. I mean, not great. He was good. It's a good starting point for him. If he'd thrown a no-hitter, I would have said, look, okay, it's a starting point. Well, yesterday he went 5 1/3, gave up 4 earned runs. It was a starting point.
Absolutely, yeah. And you know what? The Pirates were probably very close to pulling him after 5 innings, and that would have been a whole different story. Would have been 5 innings, 2 runs, and 2 hits at that point. You know, he's not the only pitcher who has gotten knocked around in the sixth inning, and that's certainly something that happens quite a bit in the major league. So, yeah, I thought he was, I thought he was promising. I thought his fastball looked every bit as advertised. He dropped a curveball across the plate for strikes in a couple situations, and he hung a curveball in a couple situations. Mm-hmm. But all in all, I think the Pirates, to me, promising would be a pretty good word to describe that.
Liriano and Nice. Two different cases. Could they attempt to move both of them before the month is out?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think when you look at what these young guys are doing as far as the rotation goes, and when you look at the fact that Garrett Cole is going to be coming off the DL here probably shortly after the All-Star break, I think both guys, also because they're left-handed, even though, their seasons aren't going as the Pirates or they had hoped, you know as well as I do, a left-handed starter who can help you, who's got the experience that these two guys have, are certainly pieces that you can move. I might even say I'd be surprised if at least one does not get moved. They both make about the same amount of money. Liriano makes a couple million more. I'm talking like a couple million's not a big deal, but they are in the same range there. I think one's 13.5, one's 11, or something like that. So I'd be happy to jump in there and make up the difference for them. But Steve, I do think one of those guys probably does get moved, or they at least try to move one of those guys. It takes two to tango. So just because the Pirates might want to move them doesn't mean it'll happen.
A normal way of handling issues these days is that if you're charged with something, then the club makes a move. Jung Ho Gung has not been charged with anything. Has there been any criticism at all the fact that they're playing him, or do people understand that they're handling it really in a textbook way?
I think we'll find out. I think there's been a little bit of whispers, but they've been on the road. They return home this weekend. I think that's when we'll start to hear a little more chatter. I think you're going to see it in the papers a little bit more, and I think you'll hear from the fans a little more. But, I think Major League Baseball and the Players Union do have an agreement where they could put him on a 7-day, suspended with pay type of an arrangement. So that may happen at some point. Certainly, obviously, it hasn't yet. You know, it's a very interesting situation. It was very surprising, certainly when you heard about it. And sadly, sadly, Steve, these things are, there is a textbook way to handle this, like you said, because these things happen too often.
Yeah, the textbook the way is, okay, you're not charged, you play, then you're charged, then we suspend you with pay. And that is really the norm, I think, the way people are handling it now. I think that that's the way the NFL ended up handling, eventually, as mad as he was, Adrian Peterson. I mean, people forget.
Yeah, that's
about
a,
it. People forget about
no,
that.
You're right. I think it's, a good point.
Yeah. All right, so they come back. They're playing better ball. Why?
Well, you know, I think the bullpen has been the main difference.
Yeah,
the starting pitching hasn't been that much better. You know, the Pirates, I think until yesterday, before yesterday afternoon's game, for the previous 10 starts, I think they were averaging, previous 7 starts, they were averaging exactly 5 innings, 5 and a third, something like that. So, you know, the bullpen has to be good if you're being asked to pitch 4 innings per game, and they have been. You know, that's been the biggest difference between now and early in the season. The bullpen, I think, has kind of come into its own. We've seen the back of the pen. Melanson's had a very good season, but we've seen Watson sharpen up a little bit. And then guys like Neftali Feliz has kind of, you know, come into his own a little bit. And we've seen a guy like A.J. Shugels, who has sort of solidified that long spot. A lot of baseball to play, certainly. But to come off a 7-2 road trip, a lot of that has to do with the bullpen, I think.
Yeah, I agree with you, Tony. I think it really has. Polanco and Marte. Now, Marte, you can vote for him to get in. Polanco, no. Look, I don't care anymore that much about the All-Star game, to be frank with you. I'll watch some of it, but it's not like the old days. I mean, to me, next Friday's game is more important than Tuesday night. Are people wrapped up in this, or is the club only wrapped up in this? What is the emotion around trying to vote one more guy in?
You know, I think the club is maybe more wrapped up in it than the fans are. I haven't heard a whole heck of a lot of outrage, you know, from the fans. And again, you know, outrage in quotes. We're talking about an exhibition game here. You know, Marte's numbers certainly it looked like an all-star. Polanco's numbers aren't quite as eye-popping in some areas, but boy, he's been so solid. To me, he's also playing like an all-star. So, you know, but. To be honest with you, Steve, the Pirates have certainly, you know, had their share of all-stars over the past 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
This is the first time in a while that only one guy's going, potentially two, but it looks like it's just going to be Melanson at this point. So, you know, unless there's an injury again. You know, again, I don't think the fans are all that upset about it. I think, like we talked about this before too. I think the team is somehow more. Wrapped up in the All-Star thing. We talked about their push for McCutcheon, which made no sense to me, or you, I think. And
I'm the one that said that.
More.
Yeah. You and I were like, what? Yeah, don't insult these people. All right.
Yeah, that's what I felt.
All right. Now, this one's completely off the beaten path, but on this show, you expect it. Okay. We were talking the other day about them wearing the 1979 uniforms on Sundays.
Right.
And no offense, look, I mean, I'm not a Pittsburgh guy, okay? I grew up in New England.
Right.
But my goodness, they look ridiculous. And I thought they looked ridiculous in 1979, and I think they look ridiculous today, especially the hats. But what's the reaction of the fans that they're doing it? Do they love it? Is it nostalgic? Or are the younger fans saying, really?
Well, no, I think that's exactly it. Yeah, I think there are two distinct reactions. I think a lot of the younger fans are saying, wow, they wore these and actually won. You know, that's hard for me to believe. You know, but then there are people of a certain age who, when you see, you know, when you see that uniform and that hat and that bright, bright banana yellow, it does remind you, you know, of a certain time. It takes you back a little bit, and you think of, you know, when you see Josh Harrison with that short, stocky build wearing the number 5, it does remind you a little bit of Bill Madlock from 1979. So, you know, there's a little bit of fun in it. I thought they had a lot of success wearing those 1960s era throwbacks on Sundays over the past few years. To me, that was a sharp-looking uniform.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And they had three straight playoff years. I agree with that. To me, I'm not a big uniform guy. I don't get too tied up in that stuff, but I thought those were sharp uniforms, and they were winning. So to me, why change when something's going well? That's something I never understand. Why? Of course, I do understand. They're looking to make a buck.
Excuse me. The gift shop is open.
Yeah, exactly.
Since the gift shop has hours available, we're going to put new merchandise in there.
No question. And keep on rolling it in there every year, no doubt.
Every single year it's like that. I'm not big in the All-Star game anymore. Why aren't you?
I don't know when it lost its flavor to me. I'm not even so anti the idea that, the winning league, gets to host in the World Series. That doesn't even bother me too much. I just, something about the overproduction, perhaps, something, I guess that may be what kind of made it lose its flavor. Or maybe the game itself has changed so much, and interleague play maybe even has kind of ruined the All-Star game for me. So, and maybe it's just age. Maybe I'm getting old and cranky.
Oh, we can't have that, Tony. Can't have that.
Hey, might be too late, Steve.
It might be too late. hey, Tony, thanks so much. Have a great one. Appreciate the time, as always.
Have a great weekend. Thank you, sir.
That's Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report. Getting old and cranky. What's next? Wearing a suit? We'll come back with more in a moment. Stop laughing, Kerry. We'll be back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Brewers Outlet. No Fed magic today, by the way. Roger Federer lost in five sets of the semifinals. Andy Murray now the odds-on favorite to win Wimbledon, as is Serena Williams.
Yeah, for Andy Murray, that's a unique position for Andy Murray, because he's always been, second fiddle to Djokovic and Rafa and of course, Fed. Is to lose. Oh.
It is. And today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sudbury, the beverage supermarket. By the way, Sean, great specials that run through Tuesday, including Heineken.
Heineken, a little Miller Lite action. Yeah, stop by, stock up. Yeah. Of course, we first told you last week, coming soon to the beverage supermarket will be a refrigerated 12-pack section. So we're looking forward to checking that out. Yeah, the Heineken 24-packs, $24.95. Miller Lite 18-pack cans, $10.99. Last I checked, it's not going to get too cool, not too tight, not too long, not soon.
Not until October,
right,
man.
So, yeah, get in there. Stock up.
It's humid today.
Yeah, we had some rain here right after lunch hour and some heavy rain, but then it is clearing up as we speak. Yeah, it's a frustrating part. When it rains, you expect the temp to drop 20 degrees, but no, the humidity just sticks with you. But, hey, it's that time of year. 'Tis the season.
You're talking about some fog during tonight's game, too, because of how humid it is. It was interesting. I was in my car, and I got out of my car and had the air conditioning on, obviously. And my glasses start steaming up.
Happens to me a lot, too.
This is just terrific. Great. All right.
Now, have you had any fog bowls during a baseball game over the years?
I've had fog roll in where you can see it. And because of the lights, you can see, for example, how heavily it's raining or how much fog there is. So you look at it, you can see that, but it was never an issue. Never an issue. The only time I ever encountered fog where it was an issue, I was actually coaching a Babe Ruth baseball game. And my team was winning the game 21-2 or something like that. So the other manager came over and said, want to call it a night? I said, absolutely. I said, really? I said, I wanted to call it a night an hour ago. Oh, my goodness. All right. Max Scherzer is going to be in the All-Star game. He's going to replace Steven Strasburg. You're going to see a lot of these guys that were, that's a snub. No, he's in the game. You'll find a few of those. Bartolo Colon got added today, too.
Oh, he got lit up last night. My goodness, fourth inning in Citi Field last night. There were home runs all over the place, including Jose Reyes. Of course, where you were telling me close to a week and a half ago, there's almost a hint of a possibility that he'd be playing a game against the Spikes, but then he got shifted to another team.
They moved to Binghamton, and instead of going to State College, he actually went down to Altoona. So it was only 40 miles away. But, you know, like I said, he was only supposed to be in the minors for 10 days. So he was there for 10 days, and they moved him up. Especially with David Wright's injury, they were trying to get Reyes to play third base on the minor league team. So, this is, what was it, today the 8th? So next, a week from tomorrow is Live for Life. I will see. I've already been to one basketball workout. I'll probably go to another one next week. And obviously I'm the MC for Lift for Life. The locker room is almost done. The equipment room is almost done. Haluba Hall, I was in Haluba Hall a week ago, and the field has been put in. And it's a big change. I mean, it's the way a lot of schools are going now with their indoor practice facility. The indoor practice facility at Haluba Hall had two 60-yard fields in it, which mirrors what they have outside, except outside they have two 100-yard fields, and then there's another 100-yard field turf field. So they have two natural grass 100-yard fields. In Haluba, they had same thing, two 60-yard fields on field turf. And when Joe had that designed, it was to mirror that, look, the defensive field, offensive field. The irony is that in Haluba, the fields are flipped. If I'm looking at Haluba from the outside, the offensive field and the grass is on the left, defense is on the right. When they go into Haluba, defense is on the right and offense is on the left. And the weird thing is that it didn't matter if it was Joe, Bill, or James. They all three did the same thing. Okay. Well, now the field, they put brand new field turf in. It is 100 yards, one field. 100 yards, one field. The field is an exact painted duplicate of Beaver Stadium. The end zones are the same. The Big Ten logos on the field, coach's box, the whole thing. And that is, they were almost done with that when I was in there a little more than a week ago. And then Live for Life is coming up next week. So I'll get a real read next week on where everybody is. And that will be at 11 a.m. on the 16th.
With a lot of the Penn State fans I've been speaking with over the past week or so, they've been looking at secondary. They're really interested to see how Mark Allen is going to do making the transition over from running back to secondary.
Are you talking about Nick Scott?
Nick Scott, yes. Sorry about that.
Nick Scott, yep. You know what? I watched Nick at both corner and at safety. I thought he was a better safety than corner. And I think he's going to stay at safety. He was at corner the first 2 weeks, and they shifted him to safety the final 2 weeks. I thought he was better at safety. What I like, Nick's always been a good tackler. If you notice, last year he led special teams in tackles. So the tackling part is not the issue. What's impressed me in watching him at safety is how quickly he breaks on the ball. And that's what impresses me. Safety, though, is a position that has some interesting depth. Yeah, Malik Golden and Marcus Allen. You got Troy Apke and Koa Farmer. Then you've got Nick Scott in that spot. So there's also John Patrician, too, who was hurt last year.
Final half hour of the show coming up. Phone lines open at 1-800-795-9565. We're brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Key, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
New Kias at just $101 under invoice.
That's right,
$101 under invoice, but only to the first 30 Kia buyers and only at Sunbury Motors Kia.
I wanna see you in a Kia. Sunbury Motors Kia.
All remaining 2016 Kias will be priced at $101 under invoice, plus all applicable factory incentives at Sunbury Motors Kia, but only to the first 30 Kia buyers, so you'll have to hurry in. Have a trade? We'll pay you top dollar for that as well. And did you hear Kia was just named the number one brand for initial quality in J.D. Powers & Associates' initial quality study? Combine that with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty.
Now
is the time to buy.
But you need to hurry in today.
This offer is only available to the first 30 buyers who purchase a new 2016 Kia. Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip in Hummel's Wharf and at sunburymotors.com.
Hurry in and claim your Kia at just $101 under invoice.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer or go to kia.com.
True refreshment can come in many forms, but it can only be found in one place, the Beverage Supermarket. Brewers Outlet in Sunbury. Along with their great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, they have lots of water, soda, fresh roasted peanuts, and an unbelievable variety of pickles at the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and your favorite snacks too. Get true refreshment all in one place, the Beverage Supermarket. Brewers Outlet in Sunbury.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And we welcome everyone back to today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. And wine coolers, waters, soft drinks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Outstanding. And the pickle bar is second to none. Heineken special up until Tuesday, right, Sean?
Yeah, we got Heineken 24-pack cans, $24.95. Miller Lite 18-pack cans, $10.99. Good through July 12th. So stop by and stock up. Never a bad time to stock up.
Ever. Oh,
ever.
It's humid right now. Nice cold beverage would go down nice and smooth right about now. Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, and proud to be in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, first class all the way. Sunbury Motors, Key, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sunbury Motors, located 4th Street in Sunbury. All right, so here we are now, the final half hour, 1-800-795-9565. Notice that the likes on Facebook have boom gone up. Some views on Facebook have gone up. Like it. It's good. We're getting there. We are getting there.
Yep, we post links to the podcast for every show and, of course, breaking news. We link it up to stevejonesshow.com, so give us a like on Facebook. And follow us on Twitter, too, at stevejonespsu. And you can always comment anytime. Our email address is stevejones@wkok.com. So we got the digital 411 covered.
Yeah, absolutely. That's great. All right. All-Star Game, of course, is going to be on Tuesday, and that will be in San Diego. Beautiful ballpark, Petco. And Home Run Derby is going to be on Monday night. And you go from there.
Our former broadcast colleague, Sarah Bartlett, expects to see lots of Facebook photos from her over the next few days.
Oh, boy. Bartlett.
She had, she had a brush with greatness with Bill Walton last week. That picture was priceless.
Oh, boy.
Here we go. Walton is unbelievably entertaining doing games. Unbelievably entertaining. Because he's completely different than anybody else out there. He doesn't care what he says. And Dave Pasch, the play-by-play guy, is the perfect straight man for the whole thing.
I love it when Walton turns to him and goes, Dave, right? It's like the start of every game. Just look over to the back end of the four-letter doubleheader every Thursday night, whether it be 9 or 10 o'clock. You always see them doing the Pac-12 game on the deuce.
Pasch is really good. Pasch also does the radio for the Arizona Cardinals. I mean, Dave is very, very good.
That's right. Craig Wolfley, the sideline reporter for the Steelers, his brother paired up with Pasch there in Arizona.
Yeah. Broadcast world is obviously an interesting one. Fox, of course, is, you know, they'll throw their heart and soul into the All-Star game. Is Berman doing the home run derby again?
This could be his last one, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. Well. Is it 37 years he's been with them now? 37 years. How about that?
Yeah, founding father with Bob Lee, correct?
Bob Lee was actually there the first day. I think Berman was hired a month later. It was the early days. It was Bob Lee, Berman, Lee Leonard, George Grand, Tom Pippins, Tom Meese.
The late, great Tom Meese, yeah.
Met him one time. I was doing basketball at Miami, and Tom did the game on local TV down there. Nice, nice man. Very nice man. But that was the early days. Now, you know, whenever I watch ESPN, like I watch SportsCenter, and I don't watch SportsCenter that much, I almost feel like they're searching for something. In the early days of SportsCenter, I didn't feel like they were searching for something. I felt they were confident. The product they were putting out, that was a confident product. They were doing highlights and whatever, and they were getting to it, and they were excited about it, and they brought a little different spin and twist to it. Today, when I don't watch SportsCenter that often, but I feel like I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's Lindsey Zarniak or Scott Van Pelt or... John Butchergrass, whomever, Steve Levy. I feel like now, like they're searching for something, and they don't have a feel. Like they're just trying to search for something they think's going to work.
Well, and they have these certain sports centers they're rebranding. Like in the morning, you've got the Sports Center AM that runs for 3 hours, and then in the midday, you've got Sports Center Coast to Coast with Carrie Champion. She started there after leaving First Take. And then at night, then you mentioned Van Peasy. He does the Midnight Sports Center. It's pretty much elements that he's taken from his radio show now on TV on the Midnight Sports Center.
Yeah, but I just feel like they're searching for something.
There's no consistent Sports Center like it used to be back in the day.
But I feel like each one of them, like Lindsey Zarniak, they just roll in one analyst after another. Like, I refer to it as Sports Center Light. Like, all right, I didn't learn anything out of this. Like, if you're going to do a show, I think one of the more important elements that a show has to have, and look, do we achieve this goal every day? No, but I think one of the things you have to do is you have to do a couple things. Number one, you have to have the ability to make people think. They may not agree with your opinions. In fact, we're still in search now in our fifth year of finding somebody who agrees with anything I say. When we find that person, they're getting prizes. All right.
Am I in the running?
I'm sorry. Employees of the station are out.
Okay.
And then, so you got to make people think. And I also think it's important that when the show is over with, did I learn something I didn't know before?
I would think one show that would fall into that category would be Sports Reporters, but it's only on one time on Sunday morning, and then they put it on another ESPN platform later in the morning, and then it's gone for a week. Don't replay it.
Right. And I think that's a, you know, that's, that at least provokes some thought. But I feel like in sport, when SportsCenter is over with, and again, I don't, I can tell you in the past month I've watched it, SportsCenter maybe twice, three times, maybe. I feel like they're searching for something and they don't know what it is. Like they're throwing darts and they're hoping some hit the target as to whether you're interested or not. Now, that's just my impression watching it. But, I mean, that's what I see. I'll bet you watch more SportsCenter than I do.
Not as much as I used to, though. I mean, I'll tune in just to see the stripe down the left side, just to see what's coming up and if it's something football-wise, or like case in point, Monday when the big Kevin Durant story blew up, just to see what, you know, when it would be coming up. Then that would keep me locked in. Okay, that's going to be up in a few seconds. I'll stay for 15, 20 minutes and catch it.
I didn't know Durant had opted to go to Golden State until sometime late afternoon on Monday.
I found out it was probably about...
And it was not from ESPN.
No, it was not from ESPN for me either. It was about... It was pushing 1 o'clock on the 4th of July, almost 1 o'clock. And I found it on Twitter. And I forget who... I forget which... I know it wasn't an ESPN tweet or someone that retweeted an ESPN tweet. It was a different source.
Right. I mean, how are people getting their sports news today? Are you getting your sports news on your mobile device? Are you getting your sports news by watching SportsCenter? Are you getting your sports news from a paper? I mean, how are you getting your sports news today?
I'll admit with me, it's the mobile device, and that's what we're trying to do here. If we find breaking news, we'll post it on stevejonesshow.com, put it right on our Facebook and Twitter, and everyone else, if they want to check breaking news on their mobile phone, boom, right there for you when you need it.
I should get an app.
Got the Sunbury Broadcasting app.
Use it.
You betcha. Nice part with our app, there's links right to our main web pages, especially for folks that are... You know, like this week, you know, upper management's at the beach this weekend, you know, fire up our app, go right to WKOK.com, one tap, breaking news right there. While you're listening to WKOK at the same time.
By the way, I did not do the sports bozo of the day, and that would be Steph Curry, believe it or not. Michael Bennett of the Seahawks hosts a free camp. Curry's charging $2,200. To go to camp. Now, it's sold out, and it should be pointed out that the camp is in Hawaii. Bennett's point is, look, everybody's making enough money. Can't you do the camp for free? I applaud Michael Bennett for saying that. By the way, Dieter Kurtenbach from Fox Sports is going to join us next week. We're going to talk about the NBA money that he didn't get. none of us got except for a select few. The guys that will be coming off the bench are making millions.
You want to talk about perfect timing.
Yeah.
Thank goodness I wasn't a free agent last year.
But there's a lot of talk that they'll play this year, and the door is open to them being locked out next year. It seems to me that everybody is thriving in this, or most people are thriving in it. And the NBA has to understand something. They have to understand what they're not. Guess what the NBA is not, Sean? The NFL. And that's what they need to understand. They are not the NFL.
Well, they've got to be craving all the attention they've received over the past week or so. But we know 3 weeks from today, what's going to happen? Right. NFL teams heading back to training camp.
But my point is, if there is a lockout, they're going to find that people don't care. Football, there's a strike. There is a level of caring. Baseball were to strike, there'd be no caring. Okay? NHL strikes, no caring. NBA strikes, there'd be no caring. NFL strike, if they wiped out a season, there'd be people mad. And they'd find, baseball has never fully recovered from the lockout in 94. When they shut down the season, there was no World Series in 94. They have never fully recovered from that. Now, have they come back from it? Yeah, they've come back to a point, but they're nowhere near where they were in 1994 in terms of popularity. And not only that, the enthusiasm and the juice that people have for a baseball season is not what it was pre-1994. That's what these leagues have to be very wary of. I don't know if Adam Silver will lock them out or if Michelle Roberts will keep them out. Neither one would be put, either strategy would not be wise. The NBA is not the NFL. They don't have the, unless they're delusional, which they very well may be, they don't have the depth of popularity the NFL does to survive. We will come back and wrap up the week in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Welcome back. Great to have you with us. CBS News at the top of the hour with an update on what has transpired in Dallas and how the investigation is proceeding after five police officers were killed and a total of, seven people were wounded? Is it 7 or 12? Well, last night. There were two bystanders. There were also five casualties, all male cops. Two of them have been identified. 12 police officers were shot, five killed. And there were also two bystanders that were shot. And we'll have an update from CBS News at the top of the hour.
And the Dallas officers who were shot to death include a newlywed and an Iraqi veteran.
Yeah, the newlywed had been married for 2 weeks. So,
It's been tough news day, been traffic trouble spots across the valley. Good news is the King Bridge just outside of Northumberland that takes you over to Route 11, over to Shamokin Dam, that has been reopened within the past couple hours. So a smoother ride home compared to the lunch hour, that's for sure. So
good.
But hopefully we gave you a nice little sports diversion here the past couple hours.
Absolutely. That's what we're trying to do here today. We'll have a lot next week. I'm going to do the show from Connecticut on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, because I'm doing a three-game series for the State College Spikes at Connecticut and Norwich. And the And we may have John Orrand, Orrand on the show next week from Sports Business Journal.
Yeah, it's going to get his take on the Fox Big Ten deal, which we'll probably hear more about toward the end of the month when football media days happen from Chicago.
And ESPN's deal, too.
Yep. And also next Thursday, Solomon Wilcots, the great NFL analyst from NFL on CBS and NFL Network. Got him pegged to join us next week on Thursday.
And Dieter Kurtenbach, Fox Sports on the NBA and all the spending in the last week. We'll talk to him on Wednesday's show.
Yeah, he was awesome getting his perspective during the finals. That was great.
Yep. So that's what we have coming up.
And hopefully a cameo with your brother. Fingers crossed.
I got to talk to him about this.
Yeah. So now you're going to spring it on him since he's, you know, since he follows this show religiously on Facebook and would not be surprised if he catches the podcast. So,
yeah.
Yeah. It's now been brought up more than once.
He's a funny guy.
Now, does he sound like you? Because I'm just curious if, like, if he talks, if I'm going to tell you apart.
Does he sound like me?
You know what you guys up there think? Let's pull a swerve on Sean. Does he even tell us apart?
No. You can tell us apart.
Okay.
Now you can't tell us apart. You can easily tell us apart visually. I mean, my brother and I do not look at all the same. I have blue eyes. He has brown eyes. He has black hair. I have brown hair. My mother was 100% Portuguese. 100% Portuguese. And so from her father, my father was light complected. So blue-eyed, light skin. My mother was brown eyes, a little darker complected. And Kevin got that from her. I could line up 20 people, you could never pick out my brother. Never. It's quite a contrast, really.
We're your home for news, sports, weather, and your home for the Phillies. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury.